just don't know what it is that makes me so insane. Maybe you should have my kids, 'cause then I see you forever.
Just, you know, be brought up and be brought down, you know, like they do the most of them. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Handsome and Orange. This is Sophia.
This is Megan.
And we're here. We're finally here in the stew. It's been a little bit. It's been a bit.
It's been a minute. We almost forgot.
We were sitting on the couch taking personality quizzes right before this.
Yes.
And, you know.
Myers-Briggs.
Yeah.
Or what's it called?
Yeah, no, you're, well, it's the Myers-Briggs like personality test, but it's on the website 16personalities.com. No
shameless
free promo.
Plug.
No free promo. This is not an ad. but yeah, we got our results, guys. Don't worry. We made it here. We got our results. Everything was just as it should be. Mm-hmm. Megan, so care to share what personality you are?
I got INTPT, which is INTP turbulent.
Nice. Care to share some notable alums?
Oh, yeah. Here, wait, let me refine it for you guys really quick.
While she's
doing
that.
Wait, INTPT? Yeah, INTPT. There's a lot of T's.
Mine was the INFP, the mediator. And I want to look up some famous alums. So guys, while we were on our little break, we had Thanksgiving. I got my wisdom teeth out. We saw some movies.
All four,
guys. It was really rough.
Oh, here's the list.
Okay, let's hear it.
Albert Einstein, Charles Darwin, Marie Curie, Abraham Lincoln, Tina Fey.
Yeah, no, so really, really all Tina just Fey. Outstanding contributions. This.
Sheldon human. From The Big Bang Theory. It literally says that. It also says Gandalf.
Wait, but he's not real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously all extremely extremely high profile people in our society. Sheldon.
PewDiePie.
Oh, of course.
Elon Musk.
Oh. Sorry, girl.
Bill Gates, okay.
I want to see who's mine. And I have Audrey Hepburn, Johnny Depp. Oof.
Oh.
Yikes. Princess Diana, Kurt Cobain.
Princess Diana.
William Shakespeare, John Lennon. I'm seeing a common thread. I'm seeing a common thread. Vincent Van Gogh. Yo. Yo. Robert Pattinson. Okay.
Tortured artist.
Jude Law. Helen Keller. Okay. That's enough on that. So, guys, we've missed you. Today's show is going to be some music that I've found in the last couple weeks since we've been back. I love updating you. As we have said many times on this show, it's all Discover Weekly. Thank you, SM Spotify. Spotify Wrapped came out. We'll talk about that a little later. But in the meantime, I saw Saltburn a week ago, and the soundtrack is incredible. So coming up in about
and
two
I
songs,
didn't see it.
She's going to. Don't worry. In a couple songs, there's going to be one from the soundtrack. It's really good. It's called Perfect by Mason. And then we're going to do some Neil Francis, some Grimes. And then you'll see. I'm trying to take it in a direction, and hopefully it works. We'll be back in a bit. I hope you enjoy this next track. It is Teardrops by Neil Francis.
Thank you.
Guys, I hope you enjoyed that song. It's really cool. It was from that movie Saltburn, which everyone should see? I don't actually know if I agree with what I just said, but it's worth a watch. So welcome back. We are in the studio. Sorry. Basically, before our little before those songs, we were saying how Spotify Wrapped came out in the time that we were not on the show.
Big news for the most annoying person you know.
I care about your Spotify Wrapped. Please tell me about it. And guess what? We're about to tell you ours, because we know you care so much.
Yeah, you care.
No, of course you care. That's why you've tuned in. Okay, so we're gonna give you a quick overview, just so you can know a little bit about us. You got our personality tests. Now you're getting our Spotify Wrapped. Mm-hmm. By the end of the show, you'll be an expert on all things.
You can come on the show. Exactly. You can take over. We'll be gone.
We'll talk about that a little later, but that's a sad topic.
Well, we won't talk about that because I'm leaving. No, exactly. We're leaving.
But so, okay, so Megan, you go first. Let's hear your top three artists and your top three songs.
Okay. So my top three artists were Frank Ocean, number one.
Classic.
Tyler, the Creator, number two.
Oof, another good one.
And then Radiohead, number three.
I'm a creep. Sorry, what do you guys think? Anyways, what are your top three songs?
My top three songs were number one, Siegfried by Frank Ocean.
Oof, yikes.
Number two, Crack Rock by Frank Ocean. And number three, I Love You, I Hate You by Playboi Carti. Oof,
wow. What do you think? What an assortment. Siegfried as number one makes me really worried about you.
No, it's cool. Like, it's just a great song.
It is beautiful, and it does reference Elliott Smith. Period. That's true. Okay, so my top three were, number one is Beyonce, of course. Of course, honestly. Number two was The Shins. Insane lineup. And then number three was Lana Del Rey.
Okay.
So, you know, we're something really sinister. And then my number one song was All Up In Your Mind by Beyonce. Classic, insane. I know my mom is listening. Concert was amazing, girl. Number two was Narciso, which I've played like every single radio show. Y'all know it. And then number three was Softcore by The Neighborhood. Which broke my top five, wasn't my top four. I was once told I give Neighborhood energy. We'll just leave it there. Anyways, our next couple songs are really cool. I'm moving us into something a little bit different for my family that's listening. You guys will like these. Maybe you didn't like the last couple, but these ones are good. I'm starting with some more experimental stuff and then moving into a little bit of jazz and oldies to finish off our nice show.
Okay, jazz.
Yeah, so the next song is Under Waterfall by Bear Cubs, which is a really cool one. And then it's Trumpets by 070 Shake.
070.
070. Gulp. And then we'll go into some jazz. I hope you guys enjoy, and I'll talk to y'all in a bit.
Toodaloo.
Thank you.
Damage we have done. You should have called before you come. You hear the trumpets, now you run, 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 run. You hear the trumpets, now you run.
Get me high.
read it, I'll read it. I'll read it, I'll admit it. I need it, I need it. I need it,
was Trumpets by underscore by dot Alexander and 070 Shake. Megan literally just corrected me, but I forget every time still. Megan unfortunately had to go to class like a studious person, as we do attend Tufts University. We also hope that all your finals are going well, because I need that energy in my life right now. It's been rough. But yeah, I also wanted to talk about something sad. We will not be here next semester. So we're nearing our last show of the year. It will probably be honestly, it's going to come in like 2 weeks, probably. We'll see. But we'll be back next year, just not next semester. Megan is off to London and I Madrid. But barring all that, let's keep going with the music, because we do have 20 minutes left in the show. And I want to spend as much time showing you guys songs as possible. That was Trumpets by, as I said. And then next up, we have Just For You by Kamau. And I found this song on the show Insecure, which I've been watching a lot. Love Issa Rae. It's a really great show. But the soundtrack is amazing. And this is one of the songs. I've been really into soundtracks lately, apparently. And then after that, we have Today by Q. And that's a little jazzy again. And then we'll move into some of that, as I said. But I just wanted to hop in and say that I hope you've been enjoying the songs so far. And we'll get started with Just For You by Kamau.
Good Lord, what you don't say, what you don't, I did it just for you, I did it just for you, I did it just for you, and you just don't care. Yeah, all them other dudes by your side, you can let them ride off to the sunset. I'm a sunrise, why don't you want to collaborate? Hey. Even though I make mistakes. Just for you, I did it just for you, and you just don't
like I'ma spend a minute. What, you only got a penny and I got it for my lover's bed. If I get something worth a penny, I can invest and I'll be the best investment you ever made. I'm invested, but you don't care. It's interesting that you don't care, but you care about some less interesting guys. Those guys are what?
Just bring it back. Bring it back to me.
Cause I did it just for you. I did it just for you. I did it just for you. And you just don't care. I did it just for you. I did it just for you. I did it just for you. And you just don't care.
Get that drink.
Get that drink.
In your cup.
In your cup.
Sip that drink.
Sip that drink.
Lift it up.
Lift it up.
Point your fingers.
Point your fingers.
At your boo.
At your boo.
Say, baby, I did it.
Baby, I did it.
Just for you.
Just for you.
If you got a minute, can you spend it on me?
On me, on me.
Gotta get in before I blow up and I got money. Cause you know I'm gon' get it.
Go get it, go get it.
Yeah, you know I'm gon' get it.
Go get it, go get it.
Come get it, don't sweat it, celebrate confetti. Show me love when you're ready, till then I'll be chillin'. Speak cause you know I can't read my eyes. Can't spend more time unless I resign. Gotta wait for the stars to realign. You said it all about time, till I just got signed. Why you gotta be
all you, all you?
Soon it's gonna be
all me, all me.
You gon' see that it's too late. And you gon' say I wish we did it. But I love you so I'm waiting. Stop procrastinating. Start appreciating. It's not too late.
I did it just for you. I did it just for you. I did it just for you. And you just don't care. I did it just for you. I did it just for you. I did it just for you. And you just don't care.
Baby, I did it.
Baby, I did it.
Thank you.
but I turn up the TV light. Give up without a fight. Better than pretending to know what's wrong or what's right. I could spend ages asking myself why.
That was California Soul by Marlena Shaw. And we have almost reached the end of our show today. I've had such a good time. Megan did have to leave a little early, but we still loved having her in the stew. Again, we have a couple of shows left until we're done, and we'll keep you informed. But for the last song today, I'm going to do Something Stupid by Frank Sinatra. Such a good one, such a classic. This is Sophia Reynolds, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, and this is Handsome in Orange. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours with...
Joyce the Voice. Take a ride.
Take a ride on the Voice Mobile for the next 2 hours. Enjoy. This is Something Stupid.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. Then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
WMFO Medford, and it's, well, not quite 3 o'clock, so that was Mr. Blue Eyes himself, Frank of the Sinatras, and Sophia. Nice, very nice. Stay warm. It's chilly out there.
Have a nice show.
Yeah, thank you so much. So, all right, so why is this... Why is this not, she has to log out, so I have to log in. All right, so I hopped on here a minute or two ahead, so I'm not quite ready, but we'll get there. It's chilly. If you're going to be out and about, you need to have the coat, the gloves, the hat, the scarf, unless you like being cold. In which case, you just can go out. So we're getting ready for the holiday, the observance of Hanukkah, which I'll be talking about. And it's a joyous occasion. when the Greeks weren't so interested in killing us as Jews, but they didn't want us to have any spiritual life different. They wanted us to meld into the Greek culture. So, yeah, they weren't successful, and we're still here. So that's good. Let me find something to put on. Out of one of my bags that I schlep up the stairs every time. And I do have a bunch of Hanukkah stuff for us. So, in fact, I might even start us off with Adam Sandler